My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here.
Hey God, it's me. God, I really want to take this opportunity that I was presented with. And I know it's a good opportunity, God, but I'm just going back and forth in my head because I don't know if I should take it. I don't know if I'm good enough. And what if I completely embarrass myself? I mean, I told my family and friends about this opportunity, and yeah, they're so excited for me, and they keep telling me that I can do it, and they know that I'll be great, but what if I let them all down, God? What if I prove to be a total failure? What if this opportunity is really not meant for me? I mean, I know that I only have a couple of days to make a decision. I know that I have to act really, really fast, God, but I am just on the verge right now of just letting this whole entire opportunity go because I truly just don't feel like I'm good enough. Like, why did they even choose me? I see the other people that were in the running and they all have more credentials. They all look better on paper. They all look better in person. I mean, they all speak better. They have more education. I mean, obviously they were the better choice. So why me? Oh, God, I don't know what to do. I just feel like this is way too big for me. I feel like I'm not ready. And I thank you for this opportunity. I know that it's something that I've always been dreaming of, and I know that it's something that I've asked for, but now that it's here, God, I don't think I can take it. I don't think I'm ready for this. You know, I'm just going to write them back, and I'm going to tell them that they can just forget about it, and I'm not the right choice, and they can pick somebody else, because I just don't feel like I'm good enough, God. And I'm so sorry if I let you down, God. I know that you presented this opportunity for me, but I just can't take this, God. I'm not ready. I'm so sorry. Amen.
Erica, get out of your own way.
When I wake up, what do there? Come out at night, but we'll still let looking for signs.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a moment to close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And think about how blessed and grateful we are today. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? You know, I just want us to reflect on the little things today, the fun times with our children, the warm hugs from our spouse or loved ones, the little moments that we share together, whether it's in person or virtually, the people who help us on a daily basis, the people who, you know, the neighbors who wave hi, or the people who deliver our groceries, or the doctors and the nurses who keep us healthy, the teachers who teach our children. Who are you thankful for today? What little moments that you may take for granted or you may forget about, can you reflect on today and just take a deep breath and smile and just say thank you? So let us take a brief moment right now to just reflect on the people who are so amazing. Maybe you have a pet who you love so much and you adore so much, and you can just hug your pet right now and just say thank you. And if someone is near you right now, one of your loved ones, just grab them and hug them and just, you know, say, I love you and thank you for being you. So we are going to just sit for a brief moment and show a bit of gratitude now. Very good, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and open our eyes, and we'll start the show after this short break.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're having a great day, a great week, a great month, all of that good stuff. Happy October, you guys! Can you believe that we are already in October? October. I feel like I say this like every single year, you guys, but honestly, like, it is surreal, like, how quickly this year went by, isn't it? Like, it went by so fast. So I want to know what you guys have planned for the end of the year. What are you doing? Like, are you connecting with family and friends? If you're traveling, are you traveling anywhere fun? If you're not traveling right now, are you connecting with your loved ones via Zoom or doing virtual meetings somehow? What are your business goals for the rest of the year? Like, how are you going to close out this last quarter? Like, what's up? What's the 411? I want to know. So, of course, you guys can connect with me online, Instagram or YouTube, or in my Facebook group at Gratitude First, that is Gratitude1ST, or you can email me at hello@gratitudefirst.com. And I just want to know what you guys are up to for the rest of the year. I'm closing out a couple of projects, and then I just want to relax. Like, I just want to connect with my son, do like fun things with him. I'm going to find a pumpkin patch or something fun for us to do. If not this weekend, definitely, you know, before Halloween. I already got our costumes together. So that's another thing. What are you guys going to be for Halloween? I want to know that as well. But I already got our costumes, so I'm going to find some fun, like, Halloween type activities to do, some fall festival, something like that. So yeah, I just want to have fun and connect, you know, with my family, my friends for the rest of the year and just like take a chill pill. So what are you guys doing? I definitely want to know. Whatever you're doing, I hope it's fun. I hope it's exactly what your heart desires. And yeah, just like go make this year, like, go out with a huge bang, you guys. Like, just do something that just lights you up and lights up your heart and just, you know, helps you to start 2022 on a really good foot. Yay! Okay, you guys. So speaking of like just doing something that your heart desires, right? Today, we are going to talk all about missed opportunities and how we completely sabotage some of our opportunities, some great things that come into our life, great people that come into our life, how we just miss opportunities because of fear, because of what people might think about us, because of what people might say. We're going to talk about all of that good stuff today because, you know what, you guys, for the rest of 2021, I want you to take huge, massive leaps of faith. I do not want you to miss any opportunities. I do not want you to walk into 2022 full of regret. Like, man, you know, I should have taken that opportunity in 2021. I should have done that. I should have done this, but I was too afraid. I was too fearful. I completely sabotaged that partnership or that deal or that relationship or whatever, right? Whatever it is that your heart desires, I do not want you to continue to sabotage your opportunities because of fear. So for the rest of 2021, we are going to do like a fearless campaign, and you are going to take leaps of faith in the areas that you have been holding yourself back on, right? So whether that's business, whether that's career, whether it's like relationships, whatever, wherever you have been holding yourself back, right? Whether it's changing some habits that you know that you need to change in order to step into the person and the role that you want to become, right? Whatever it is that you have been holding yourself back on, for the rest of 2021, we are going to take massive leaps of faith and we are going to stop missing our opportunities, you guys, because, you know, it goes like this, you guys. So what happens is we'll have this idea, right? We'll have this huge, amazing idea. Maybe it's an idea to write a book, right? And then all of these other ideas start creeping in. So at first we get this inspiration to write our book. And then we start thinking about, well, no, you know, other authors have already written on this topic. So why does there need to be another book on this topic? Or my writing skills aren't that good, right? I'm not that good at editing. I don't have the best grammar, right? Is anybody even going to be interested in my book? Oh, you know, this topic has been talked about and, you know, done 1,000 times. Is anyone going to really read my book? We start doubting ourselves and we start sabotaging our own opportunities because we feel like we're not good enough. We feel like it's already been done before. We're afraid of what other people are going to say. And we have to get out of our own way, you guys, when it comes to business ideas, when it comes to, you know, writing any dream that you have, whether it's writing a book, whether it's becoming a musical artist, whether it's painting or drawing, right? Whether it's public speaking, whatever ideas you have, just start doing it, you guys. Those little voices in your head that are telling you that you're not good enough, that are telling you that, you know, you're not going to make it, that are telling you it's all been done before, that are telling you to, you know, just continue to hold yourself back. Let those little voices go. Tell those little voices to take a back seat, because this is how we miss out on our dreams. This is how we miss out on the things that are truly meant for us, because we tell ourselves that we're going to get rejected. We tell ourselves that we're not good enough, and we hold ourselves back and we sabotage our own selves. A lot of times it's not outside circumstances that prevent you from reaching your goals or living your dreams. Most of the time it's ourselves, you guys. Most of the time it's us sabotaging ourselves that prevents us from reaching our goals and living our best life. And, you know, those dreams and those thoughts and those, you know, things that we have in our head, it's us standing in our own way that prevents, you know, those dreams from coming true, right? So I want you to learn how to get out of your own way and just take the first step. You do not have to have all of the pieces put together. You don't have to have all of the puzzle piece. You just have to take the first step. And sometimes the first step is simply saying, you know what? I'm not going to allow these voices in my head to continue to hold me down or hold me back. And it might not be voices in your head. It might be literal voices from other people. Maybe your family and friends are telling you that, no, you don't need to worry about that, man. Or girl, just stop with these silly fairy tales and these daydreams, right? Just, you know, forget about that idea. Or shouldn't you be focused on this? Or yeah, you're heading in the right direction already in your career. Why are you going to stop now to write a book? Maybe it's other people in your life that are holding you back from actually pursuing what it is that you want to pursue, right? So whether it's yourself that's sabotaging your success or other people that are sabotaging your success, I want you to put all of those outside voices aside. You know, tell them to take a back seat. Of course, politely, if it's somebody that you're actually, you know, interacting with. And I want you to just take a leap of faith for the rest of 2021 in anything that you have had in your heart to do, right? So whether it's starting a new business, whether it's writing a book, whether it's becoming a songwriter, whether it's acting, right? Whether it is painting or drawing, whether it's forming some type of business partnerships, whether it's finally starting that YouTube channel that you've been meaning to start, whatever it is, you guys, I want you to just start, right? You do not have to have all of it figured out. You can start recording on YouTube from your phone. You can start a podcast from your phone. You can start painting and drawing with like the most basic paints. You can start drawing literally with a pencil and a piece of paper in your house. Stop thinking that you have to have the best equipment. Stop thinking that you have to have the best photos to get yourself on Instagram. Stop thinking that you have to have the best camera to start on YouTube, right? I still record on my phone on YouTube, you guys. And the first episode of my podcast that I recorded, I actually recorded that on my phone. I didn't buy a microphone until later, right? So stop thinking that you have to have the best of the best in order to get started. Just start, and you'll upgrade your equipment later. You'll figure out the rest of the pieces later. But if you just start and get out of your own way, I promise you the pieces will start to fall into place, and you'll be like ecstatic that you actually took a leap of faith and you started, right? And the most, you know, another example I can think, you know, of is how we hold ourselves back, you guys, besides like business and career and all that, is like in relationships and in our personal lives as well, right? So I can remember a time, you guys, a long time ago, well, not that long ago, but I don't want to call myself old or anything, but you guys, I started modeling. My mom got me into modeling when I was like 12, maybe 13 years old, something like that. I was super young. And I don't remember if she wanted me to model or if I wanted to model, but either way, I got into modeling when I was very, very young, like a preteen, right? And I remember my mom, she used to, you know, she got all of these like professional photo shoots done and these professional pictures. And I went to like etiquette class and I, you know, basically learned how to be a lady, act like a lady, and, you know, took all these different classes, you know, for makeup, you know, hair, how to dress, how to present yourself, even how to eat, right? We took classes on, you know, the proper way to eat, how to speak, how to just, you know, a lot, everything that had to do with etiquette and presenting yourself out to the public, right? Public speaking, you know, how to introduce yourself, how to properly shake somebody's hand, right? How to cross your legs, how to sit like a young lady, all of that, right? We took all of those different types of classes. And, you know, so I had a real passion for modeling, right? And I would get told all the time, you guys, like, you know, and not to brag, but this is an example of how we can get in our own way. I would get told all the time, like, wow, you're so beautiful. You're so photogenic, right? You take amazing pictures. The camera loves you. I would get told all of these things all the time, you guys. And all the way up through college, you know, I had this passion and this dream of modeling, right? And I, you know, used to go to different auditions. Now, of course, like you're not going to get every audition, right? You're not going to get selected, right? So some auditions I wouldn't get picked, but I had major imposter syndrome because what I would do is, you know, especially as I got older and you start to notice like your body more and your face more and, you know, maybe acne more, you start to become more self-aware of how you look compared to other girls, right? So as I got older, especially up through high school and into college, I would compare myself to the other girls and I would completely sabotage myself, you guys. And although, you know, other people were telling me, you're so beautiful, you're so photogenic, the camera loves you, you take amazing pictures, my God, look at how these pictures came out, you look like a baby doll, wow, wow, wow. Although all these other people were saying this, you guys, I didn't feel that for myself. And I would start looking at the other girls and I would say, oh my God, but they're, you know, their bodies are better, right? The main issue that I had was with my body and I didn't think that I was skinny enough, right? Now, I have never been a stick figure, you guys. And, you know, since, you know, high school and college, I have learned to love my body and embrace my body. But back then, you know, I felt very insecure about my hips and my thighs and my butt, right? Because I was standing next to these girls that were all like a size 2. And I knew that I would never be a size 2, right? So I would look at them and I would say, yeah, you know, although they say that, you know, I take great pictures and blah, 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 like, but look at their body and look at how they fit into their clothes. And I don't look like that, right? Inside of my clothes. And so this one, you know, show in particular, I got picked for this show, right? And at first I was super excited, right? And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna get to walk in this show. This is so exciting. I can't believe I got picked. I was super, super duper excited, right? But again, I was comparing myself to all of the other girls. And I was like, but how did I get picked? And you know, how, look at my body and look at her body, right? I was just sabotaging, talking myself out of it, you guys. And guess what happened? By the time the show came up, I just decided that I wasn't going to walk. I completely self-sabotaged that opportunity. I got into my own way and I convinced myself that I was not good enough, even though I had gotten picked for the show, even though, you know, obviously the judges and the photographers thought I was good enough. I didn't think I was good enough because I was like, well, I'm not that skinny. I'm not as skinny as the other girls and I'm not going to look good walking up there. I don't want to embarrass myself. All of these negative things that I was saying to myself, you guys. And so I just didn't go. And first of all, that's so unprofessional, right? When you agree to go and then you just don't go, you know, after somebody has graced you with this amazing opportunity, it's so unprofessional. And do you think that, you know, they were ever going to call me back for another show? Heck no. Heck no. So I don't know what could have happened at that show. That show could have completely changed my life. Maybe somebody was in the audience that could have given me like another huge opportunity. I don't know who was in the audience that day. I don't know who the judges knew, right? The judges, I'm sure they had connections, right? And they could have gotten me into other shows, right? Maybe I would have done so well that, you know, I would have automatically been invited to another show. And I don't know how my life would have, you know, how my modeling career would have turned out because I sabotaged that opportunity and I decided not to go because I decided that I wasn't good enough compared to the other girls. Now, and that's what I'm saying, you guys, we get into our own way. And I want you to ask yourself, how many opportunities have you sabotaged in the past? How many opportunities are you sabotaging right now? Are you afraid to put out that music that you have been recording for the past year? Are you afraid to show your artwork and display them in art galleries because you're afraid that people are going to criticize your artwork? Are you afraid to, I don't know, ask out that girl or ask out that guy because you're afraid that that girl or that guy is going to turn you down? Are you afraid to go for your dream career and show up for that interview because you're afraid that somebody who's more qualified is going to get that position? Are you afraid to start that business or ask that for that business partnership because you're afraid that, you know, either the business is going to fail or they're going to turn you down for that business partnership, right? How are you sabotaging yourself right now, this very moment? How are you standing in your own way? How are you keeping yourself back from living your dreams? And you guys, we do it all the time to ourselves. No matter how many people tell us that we're good enough, right? Like those judges and those photographers, you know, even ever since I started modeling when I was however old, 11, 12, 13, whenever my mom started getting me in modeling, you guys, you know, people would always tell me how amazing my pictures would come out, right?
But you see how that those self-limiting beliefs followed me all the way up from preteen, all the way up until college. I still didn't believe in myself, even in college, you guys. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe I was good enough. I was comparing myself to the other girls. And I completely self-sabotaged what may have been an amazing modeling career because I didn't believe in myself. So no matter how many people were telling me I was good enough, I was worthy of being there, I was worthy of walking in the shows, I was worthy of taking these pictures, right? I was worthy of this. No matter how many people were telling me that I was good enough, if I didn't believe that I was good enough, then you see the outcome. I sabotaged that whole opportunity. And right, I just, it was super unprofessional. I didn't show up. I didn't fulfill my obligation. You know, I let the other girls down who were walking. I let the judges down. I let the photographers down. And all that did for me was make me look super unprofessional and make me feel even worse about myself. Where if I just would have gathered the confidence, walked in that show, owned it, and said, you know what, I deserve to be here because I was chosen to be here. And obviously the judges and the photographers saw something in me that they loved, and I'm just as good as these other girls. And if I would have walked in there with confidence, you know, I don't know what would have happened to my modeling career. I don't know who was in that audience, right? And so I want you to, for the rest of 2021, you guys, stop standing in your own way, because you don't know what opportunities you are missing because you're standing in your own way. You are missing out on your dream job. You are missing out on that business that you have always wanted to start. You are missing out on that business partner who is going to change the trajectory of your life because you are holding yourself back. You are missing out on your wife or your husband because you're afraid to ask out that girl or that guy. You are missing out on a best friend because you're afraid to go up to that girl and talk to her, even though you know that you feel a connection with her and she can be your best friend for the next 20 years. But because you are holding yourself back and because you are self-sabotaging yourself, you are missing out on your dream life. You have no idea what opportunities are around the corner for you, and you will never know if you continue to hold yourself back and to convince yourself that you are not good enough. So how many opportunities are you missing out on this very second because you are holding yourself back, right? I never will know what could have happened for modeling because I decided that I wasn't good enough. Stop deciding that you're not good enough. Know that you're good enough. Know that you're worthy. Know that you deserve everything that you desire, and just go for it. Just go for it, you guys, because I would rather, you know, get rejected by that business partner, by that job, you know, by that guy or by that girl or whoever, you know, whatever gender you prefer, right? I would rather get rejected than to spend the rest of my life asking myself, what if, right? And opportunities will pass you by, you guys. So by the time you get ready to apply for that job, guess what? That job was filled last week. And if you would have stopped, you know, sabotaging yourself and talking yourself out of it, and if you would have applied for that job 2 weeks ago, that job could have been yours. By the time you get ready to ask out that girl, you've been, you know, thinking about her for the past 2 months. By the time you get ready to ask about that guy who you've been befriending for the past year, right? By the time you get ready to ask them out, they're going to say, oh, I'm so sorry. I just started dating someone 2 weeks ago. Why didn't you ask me out a month ago? We've been friends for the past year. Why didn't you ask me out before that? By the time you get up the courage to do what you're supposed to do, your opportunities can pass you by. By the time you decide that you want to go up to that business partner that you've been thinking about for the past 6 months and say, hey, I would really love to do business with you, they can say, oh my God, well, I just got a new business partner last month. You should have came up to me 3 months ago,
right? Your opportunities will pass you by if you wait too long, right? So stop sitting on these ideas, you know, that book that you are trying to write, stop sitting on the idea and just write the book. Because if you wait another year, you're going to see a book that is exactly like your book come out, and you are going to kick yourself and you're going to say, my God, I should have written that book last year when I was thinking about it. But because I sat on this idea too long, because I didn't think that I was good enough, now somebody else has written my book. It happens all the time, you guys. People will write songs that are similar to songs that you have in your head because they decided to go for it and you decided to sit on the idea and hold yourself back. So stop holding yourself back. Stop. Just start taking the leaps of faith, because I would rather get rejected than to wonder what if, right? I would rather get rejected than to have someone else write my book, than to have someone else record my song, than to have someone else get my dream job, than to have someone else start my dream business, than to have someone else run away with my dream girl or my dream guy. I would rather get rejected than to wonder what if. So stop holding yourself back. Stop sabotaging yourself. Don't be like me in my almost modeling career, right? Don't be like me in my almost modeling career, right? I don't know who was in the audience that day, you guys, and I will never know, and I will spend the rest of my life wondering what if, because I held myself back all of those years, all of that money my mom spent putting me through etiquette classes and getting me those those professional photo shoots and buying that wardrobe. All of that is wasted because I decided to hold myself back. Stop holding yourself back. Stop wasting your talent. Stop wasting your dreams and just go for it, because you are good enough, because you are worthy, my loves. Okay, so that was today's episode. We are not going to hold ourselves back. We are going to go for what we want for the rest of 2021 and for the rest of our lives. This is just the beginning. We're going to stop self-sabotaging ourselves, and we're going to take a leap of faith, because it's better to deal with rejection than to ask ourselves, what if? All right. I love you guys. Love you so much. Have an amazing week. I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you, and I love you. Bye-bye. When I wake up, what do you dare? Is this even real? Only thing that kept my heart beating. No wonder some things so stay wide awake. Only come out at night, but we're still looking for signs. When I wake up, I can't help but to wonder.
Thank you for tuning into the Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you, stay blessed, and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.